Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Rebellious Aging, a self-help guide for the old hippie at heart by Margaret Nash, is a spirited, practical invitation to grow older without surrendering the curiosity, freedom, and social conscience many people associate with a hippie at heart identity. Rather than treating aging as a slow narrowing of options, the book frames later life as a chance to redefine what matters and to live with more intention. It speaks to readers who still feel young inside, who resist being boxed in by expectations about retirement, appearance, energy, and relevance. With an encouraging self-help tone, it focuses on mindset shifts and doable habits that support independence, connection, and joy. The emphasis is less on chasing youth and more on reclaiming agency, staying engaged with the world, and making peace with change while remaining authentically oneself. The result is a guide that blends humor, warmth, and an everyday rebelliousness that can help readers approach aging as an ongoing adventure rather than a retreat. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, reframing aging as freedom, not decline. A central idea in the book is that aging can be reinterpreted as a phase of expanded freedom rather than a steady loss of identity. For a reader who feels hippie at heart, the usual cultural script about getting older can sound like an order to become smaller, quieter, and less interesting. This topic focuses on challenging that script and replacing it with a more personal narrative. Instead of measuring worth by productivity, status, or looking a certain way, the reader is encouraged to define success through autonomy, meaning, and lived experience. That includes recognizing how fewer obligations can become a form of liberation and how experience can create clarity about what to stop doing. The rebellious edge is not about denying reality, but about refusing to let stereotypes make decisions for you. This reframing helps with motivation. People are more likely to care for their health, relationships, and passions when they see a future worth investing in. By treating aging as a creative reorientation, the book supports a mindset where later life becomes a time to choose, edit, and explore more deliberately. Secondly, keeping the hippie spirit alive through purpose and values. The hippie at heart idea often carries a commitment to values like compassion, peace, creativity, and questioning authority. This topic highlights how those values can remain active and useful in later life, even as circumstances change. The book positions purpose as a stabilizer during transitions such as retirement, changing family roles, or shifting social circles. Instead of pursuing purpose as a grand mission, it can be practiced through everyday choices, volunteering, mentoring, community involvement, artistic work, or simply showing up for friends. The emphasis is on staying engaged with life and resisting the drift into isolation or passive consumption. When values are clear, they also serve as a filter for decisions about time, money, and energy. That can reduce stress and help the reader feel more grounded. The rebellious part is choosing a values-led life over one led by fear of aging or by external expectations. By keeping the inner identity connected to outward actions, readers can maintain continuity with who they have always been while still adapting to new limitations and opportunities. Thirdly, health, vitality, and self-care without losing independence. A self-help approach to rebellious aging needs to address the body realistically while avoiding a tone of doom. This topic focuses on self-care as a tool for independence and adventure rather than a punishment or obsession. The book encourages readers to think of vitality as something built through consistent, manageable choices that respect individual capacity. That can include movement, rest, nutrition, and preventive care, but framed in a way that supports the life you want to live. For people who dislike being told what to do, linking health habits to personal freedom can be especially motivating. This topic also speaks to listening to the body and adjusting expectations without adopting an identity of fragility. A rebellious stance can mean advocating for yourself in healthcare settings, asking questions, and making informed choices. It can also mean prioritizing mental health, since mood, stress, and loneliness have real effects on physical well-being. Overall, the message is practical. Caring for yourself is not about trying to appear younger, but about preserving mobility, clarity, and the ability to keep participating in the experiences and relationships that make life meaningful. Fourthly, relationships, community, and staying socially relevant. Aging well is rarely a solo project, and this topic emphasizes the role of connection in maintaining joy and resilience. The book encourages readers to nurture friendships, family ties, and chosen communities in ways that fit their personality and stage of life. For hippie at heart readers, community can also mean belonging to groups built around music, art, social causes, spirituality, or lifelong learning. This topic addresses the reality that social networks can shrink over time, and that rebuilding them may require intentional effort. Rebellious aging here means refusing to disappear, refusing to accept loneliness as inevitable, and continuing to take up space in the world. It can involve learning new communication habits, being open to intergenerational friendships, and engaging with contemporary culture without abandoning one's roots. Connection is also practical support. People with stronger networks handle health events, grief, and transitions more effectively. By treating relationships as something you can actively shape, the book offers a pathway to staying socially nourished and emotionally steady, while preserving the independence and authenticity that many readers treasure. Lastly, creativity, play, and reinvention in later life. This topic centers on the idea that reinvention is not reserved for the young. The book encourages readers to keep experimenting, learning, and playing because creativity is both a source of pleasure and a form of resilience. For the hippie at heart, creativity can be music, writing, crafts, gardening, travel, cooking, or any practice that keeps the senses and mind engaged. The key is permission, giving yourself the right to start again, to be a beginner, and to pursue interests that do not need to be monetized or approved by others. This helps counter the narrowing effect of fear, routine, or social expectations. Play is treated as legitimate, not frivolous, because it supports mental flexibility and can reduce stress. Reinvention also applies to identity, how you present yourself, how you structure your days, and what you choose to prioritize. By focusing on small experiments rather than drastic overhauls, the book makes change feel attainable. The rebellious thread runs throughout. Do not let age decide what is still possible, and do not wait for permission to live creatively right now. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who feel younger than their birth certificate suggests and who want a friendly, motivating push to age on their own terms. It will resonate with people who identify with a hippie at heart mindset, as well as anyone who dislikes rigid expectations about retirement, appearance, or slowing down. The benefit to the reader's life comes from its focus on agency. It encourages a shift from feeling managed by age to actively shaping daily choices around values, connection, health, and curiosity. That mindset can improve well-being because it promotes purposeful routines, stronger social ties, and a more hopeful view of the future. Compared with many aging books that emphasize either medical details or generic positivity, this one stands out for its identity-based approach. It treats rebelliousness as a practical tool, not just an attitude, and it invites readers to keep experimenting rather than settling into a narrow definition of what older life should look like. If you want a guide that supports independence while celebrating creativity, community, and meaning, it offers a compelling reason to buy. It helps you design a later life that still feels like you. If you would like to support Margaret Nash, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.